Belichick is a published author, Steve Miggs. He's out doing a press tour for his new book called The Art of Winning, Lessons from a Life in Football.
And lessons on how to get a super hot younger woman as your girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was on CBS Sunday Morning yesterday, and he was asked about that current and much younger girlfriend of his. She was off to the side.
Yeah, she's watching the entire interview.
And he said he wasn't going to discuss this while the interview was underway.
24-year-old Jordan Hudson, his creative muse, as he writes in his book.
Make sure that that's the...
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
She sounds like a lot of fun.
Awkward. Also, he's doing the interview with a ripped sweatshirt. He's got like a giant hole in his sweatshirt. It's not like a fashionable rip. It's just Bill Belichick doing Bill Belichick things. But so many people are on social media. Like, I don't care. I mean, I get it. Like, you want some privacy. But it's not that bad of a question. And a lot of people now are assuming, well, maybe they met through like one of those websites.
Sugardaddy.com.
It's not, or seeking arrangements. Or some people are just straight up on the comment section just being like, it's clear she was an escort and she doesn't want to admit to that. Like, this is a very strange way to handle a question like that, which seemed rather innocent.
Well, that interview leads us to want to ask a simple question. Let's go to Jennifer from Northgate. Jennifer, our simple question, how did you and your significant other meet?
Which one?
Excuse me?
Take your pick. Roll the dice. I've got stories.
Your current one.
Okay, yes.
I thought you were going to say which one.
There's a 13-year difference in our age, so, you know. He's younger, by the way.
He's younger.
Get it, girl.
And it was a Facebook post. Funny enough, actually, just a Facebook post.
What was your Facebook post, I'm in search of a younger man? Or, like, what was the post that led to that?
No. Friends in Seattle, because I have not been here that long.
Okay.
I just came up here, and I literally, it was just me and my dog, and I was like, you know, got to make some friends, you know, meet for coffee, whatever. And, yeah.
And so he's like, oh, yeah, I'll be your friend. What was the first thing you guys did?
Well, he invited me to the restaurant that he was managing and offered me some Mediterranean food, which this girl from Kentucky had never had. So I was like, sure, it's a public place, no problem. And he was working at the time, so yeah.
The food was that good?
Yeah.
Awesome.
We're married now, and I love him a lot.
Aww. And all it took was a nice Mediterranean meal.
See, how hard was that to answer that question? Come on, Bill. Should we try one more?
Sure. Lorna from Belfair. How did you meet your significant other?
He was the wrong number.
Nice.
So he called you, or you called him?
No, I called him, kind of. So I was in school at the time. I was 17 in high school. And I was looking for a classmate that I kind of had a crush on at the time. So as we had back in our day, phone book, because I'm 54 now, so yeah. I went through all of the Roberts in the phone book in our area and just called up and say, yeah, hi, is Ron there?
That's amazing.
That's got to be a lot of Roberts, though.
And so was he like, hey, this is the wrong number, but you guys hit it off so well that you still wanted to meet up with him? Like, how did that end up happening?
Yeah, so kind of was exactly like that. So there was about 12 Roberts as the last name in my little tiny town of Simi Valley.
Did you date all 12?
And No, I think he was like number 8 or something. I don't know. I don't really remember that, but I just remember a nice lady answering the phone, and I said, yeah, hi, is Ronnie there? And she goes, oh, yeah, hold on. I'm like, oh, cool, I got it. Like, I was so excited. And then he answers the phone, and I'm like, wow, he sounds really different on the phone as he does in school. That's kind of weird. But I continued my conversation, and he played along. That was the thing. I was like, what the heck? So when you finally said, okay, I have a confession to make, I'm not really the guy that you're trying to talk to. I don't go to the same school as you. And he was a couple of years older than me. I was like in shock. But then my girlfriend that was at my house at the time was here for the whole conversation. She goes, well, you should come over to meet her, and blurted out my address. Next thing I know, there's a click on the phone, and about 20 minutes later, there's a knock on my door, and he rode his 10 speed to my house to meet me.
I love everything about Florent. That story. So great.
Thanks, Lorna. That's awesome.
See, way better answer than this.
No.
No.
Looking for a classmate, ended up with an assmate.
Wow.
The Daily Mix Show.